You're listening to a podcast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9.
Bit of discussion happening here in the studio around ownership, I guess you could say.
It's so weird to put it that way.
It is weird, isn't it? And we're not talking like, you know, any master-slave type of stuff because, you know, people do that and that's cool.
Yeah.
Whatever you're into. And but this is not that. This is not about owning a pet either. Although some could say it's similar.
Do you know what? I think some could. Essentially what we're talking about is calling dibs on a friend, I guess, but based purely on their identity. It's very weird to explain.
Yeah, give us context on this.
There is a girl who has started working for the company that I work for, and I stopped by her area a little bit, and we have a lot of similar interests. Not a huge amount, but enough that we can joke and have fun, and she gets my humor. And she's tagged me on something on Facebook.
As you do?
Yeah. And so I noticed on her Facebook, when I added her to Facebook, she kept tagging the same guy on everything, and it would come up and be like, you know, so-and-so has tagged this person, so-and-so has tagged this person. I'm like, okay, they must be very good friends. And then she's tagged me in something, and now I've heard from this other person.
Oh, okay.
And the other person has essentially told me to back off because this is his straight girl.
Ooh,
so
they got jealous
feisty.
About the fact that you'd been involved.
Yeah, and he's basically saying she doesn't need another gay friend.
What if
she's got me.
What if he's not good enough and that's why she's looking out?
But this is the thing. I don't think that's that at all.
No, she's allowed to have whatever friend she wants.
This is the crazy thing. And he's like, he's basically saying, I called dibs on her. Which I'm like, this is crazy. This is crazy. And I need to know that I'm not, like, just being closed-minded about this and that it is,
well,
in fact, crazy.
It does tap into that whole fag-hag culture, right? You know, the whole thing where you've got, like, there's the one fag-hag who's, like, your fag-hag and you kind of go out with her and you go dancing together and she's, like, your straight girl.
Yes.
Is that whole culture
Which
that's been around?
That was something that was, like, really big when I first, like, came out when I was, like, 15 and I was first getting into the clubbing scene and there was always that girl that would, like, every group had, like, a straight girl that would come with them to everything.
Yeah.
And I definitely, like, was, you know, I had one and I, you know, I didn't really understand how kind of weird that was until I kind of grew up a bit and went, this is a bit odd. But I had a girl in my life who actually freaked out if I knew other straight girls and she would be like, I thought I was your straight girl. I'm like, yeah, this isn't, like, a thing. To the point that when I was traveling with her, I didn't have my phone wasn't working. And so she actually, everyone had to contact us via her phone. And my friend was living in England and I was trying to catch up with her. And I was like, why isn't she getting in contact? Turns out she was. But
because
my friend. Because she was another straight girl. My friend was deleting her messages and not telling me about them.
Oh, my God.
The shade of it all.
It's very separatist, isn't it? Like, it's like, oh, you know, I'm only allowed to have what? You're only allowed to have one friend of the opposite sexuality to you?
Yeah. So I'm only allowed to have one straight girl, and apparently straight girls are only allowed to have one gay friend, and I'm like, this is bizarre.
Wow, that is bizarre.
I mean, I have to admit, I do make jokes with my straight friends. If they make friends with, like, another gay guy, I am very quick to be like, but you like me more, right? Like, it is tongue-in-cheek, but I'm like, I am your favourite gay, though, right? Like, it does come up. Like, I'm not taking it too seriously, but I mean, that kind of...
But it's in, like, a self-aware kind of
for
stance
sure.
on it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but you're going to go and private message them and be like,
no.
Back off.
No, absolutely not.
Mine.
I mean, if I hang out with them and they do like them more than me, then I might turn on them. But until that happens... but look, tell us 0427JOY949 or email on air at joy.org.au. Have you ever claimed ownership of a straight person? Or if you're straight listening, have you ever claimed ownership of a gay person? Have you, you know, had only one friend of a sexuality and made that your specific property? Sounds
it's
gross,
so
doesn't
weird.
It? People do it though, here on Big Breakfast on Joy.
Monday is here.
But don't worry, Luke, Rach and Cam are here to make those working week blues go away.
It's Big Breakfast on Joy.
19 minutes past 7 here on Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam, talking ownership of straight people.
Yeah.
Sounds like a real...
It's so awkward to talk about.
Even like saying it that way sounds really like...
I can bring
you wanna,
something...
I know that you want to say slave trade.
Yeah, I did want to say that, but I didn't want to.
But it's
well.
Not. Yeah.
I can bring something to the table that's going to shake things up.
Oh.
I feel like this sometimes about my bestie, Brad, who he's gay, but I'm also gay. And sometimes he will tag or he'll write a post on Facebook or Instagram or whatever and be like, hanging out with my bestie, and he'll tag some girl that like he works with or something, like some girl that I've never heard of before. She's a nobody. It's not me. And I get real mad about it.
She's
like, you cannot refer to her as your bestie. I'm the bestie.
You go full Uma Thurman, Kill Bill, Twisted Nerve is playing.
Yep. Oh my gosh. And I get so mad. I'm like, Brad and I are getting tattoos together. What are you getting? I would never say this to these girls, but it's like every time he introduces me to one, like he brought like his straight friend who's like kind of somewhat a little bit interested in females but has a boyfriend but they're in an open relationship to Mardi Gras and was like, oh my God, Rachel, this is my friend person who's, I won't say her name because that's me. And I was like, hi, person, like, back off.
When, like, deep down it was like...
Yes. I'm so glad you're able to find that.
I'm freaking out.
So I can kind of understand where this guy came from, only he took it a step too far and messaged you about it.
I think that's it. It's one thing to sit there and be like, oh, like I've seen that plenty of times where like a friend will tag another friend and be like, we're having, and I'm like, oh, okay, that's kind of our thing, but okay.
It's funny the whole best friend thing, because I do find it's funny how you do sort of feel that pang, even though you know that like people have lots of different friends and different circles and you can't be the necessarily best friend. Like, it's hard to claim that on people.
I think it also hits a point where you reach an age, I don't know, like, and no more do I go, this is my best friend. I go, oh, this is one of my best friends, if I say something like that.
One of my besties.
One of my besties. Like, it's not like a... Rachel is my best friend, and that is the top tier. This isn't my space where you
and
have to
I'm
order
her
your friends.
Best friend. Like, we're each other's best
friends. We're each other's best friends. But, like, when I was in my 20s, I went to a party, and someone was like, oh, how do you know this person? I'm like, oh, I'm so-and-so, their best friend. And their response was, oh, I've never heard of you. And I nearly slapped this person.
That would hurt so bad if you thought that you were their best friend.
Yeah, right. And then,
like, I've not heard of
you. But then they were like, and who are you? And they're like, well, I'm his bestie, so-and-so. I'm like, well, I've never heard of you. And there was like this weird standoff. And I'm like standing there holding all the gifts that he'd received for his birthday, because it was his birthday. So I'm there with like a huge thing of like plates in my hand. I'm like, I really want to hit you.
You can't just...
Exactly.
Just a bit of that action happening.
But now that's just not a thing that I even think of. Like, I think my friends doing stuff like, oh well, oh, whatever. But to message someone and be like, back off, I claim ownership. I must state, they are both these two people, like the girl that I work with and her friend, they're both like 20. Like, they're very young.
Well, they're still trying to learn about the whole culture and even what about friends are. Like, you don't really know anything about anything until you're like at least 25, maybe.
Yeah, I'd say
that. You know what I mean? Like, anything younger than that, sort of like still trying to figure out the world, I feel like.
Although there are some young people these days who have their brains together and like just sending out praises to all those young people who went on protest about the
global warming.
Global warming.
They have good values. Very good values. They just don't understand about like friendship and proper, you know what I mean? Like love and friends and relationships.
Like, what is,
you know what I mean?
Love? Yeah. Maybe don't hurt me.
A few of them still think they're on an episode of The Hills.
Yeah.
Do you remember The Hills?
Yeah, but I think that anyone who's in their early 20s would not remember The Hills.
What's the new Hills?
Like Housewives or something?
God, that can't be it. Because, like, I don't want a bunch of 20-year-olds being like...
X on the Beach.
What is X on the Beach?
Well, you've got some education coming for you.
Oh, God, I don't want it.
if you were a young person, where do you get your friendship / relationship television, soap opera-y,
and
whatever?
If you're in your early 20s, what is your The Hills? You might need to Google The Hills to understand that first.
Yeah, it'll tell us if you own your straight friends. 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au.
Big personalities for those with big appetites. It's Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam.
Dean, we were talking before about ownership, because Cam had a situation where someone basically owned a new straight friend that he'd made and said, back off, she's mine.
Yeah, it's
like... Do you have a take on this?
I do. It sounds a lot like grade three, my experience of grade three. And I was thinking, I was trying to create a parallel with my own life. And I do have a lot of straight male friends because I'm involved in the sport of sailing. So, and I think the thought of a straight male dude going, she's mine, is so, it just does not compare. I can't even imagine. They literally do not give a rat's.
Yeah.
Who you hang out with. Yeah. You turn up with the muffins and coffee on the boat, you're right. Yeah.
It's so weird.
It's a good tip.
I didn't know and that also, was like...
I think the answer... There was no euphemism there.
Yeah.
No.
I saw
you clock it, yeah.
The sailors like the muffins, hey?
Also, I think the answer to your question was 20. Did you say she's 20?
She's 20, yeah.
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 I'm out.
Explains a lot, doesn't it? Thank you very much, Dee.
This has been a Joycast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and Stitcher.